All right. Sorry you're hearing my voice again, but it's my podcast. You're listening to Show Up. And Rah Rah just finished their show. We were smart about it this time. We had Stereo go stellar, pulling in a solid crowd. And we had Rah Rah play first novel. They started at 9:45. Awesome! The show was done at midnight, before midnight. And you could have seen it, and you didn't show up. Or maybe you did, and you're just marveling at this interview. Guys, how the hell did you find so many people that can play so many different instruments and mix it up? Like, how does that even occur when you're playing? You go, hey, you know what? I play bass, too. Do you want to play drums on this song? How does that kind of thing happen, that dynamic? Because watching it as a live show, it's pretty amazing.
Maybe just by... We encourage each other to always, you know, switch up instruments. And if somebody wants to try something, they're like, yeah, you should go for it for sure. You know, if somebody wants to play drums, then they can just go ahead and play drums. And sure.
That's true. Yeah, that's exactly it.
So you're pushing one another performance-wise, you would say? You're trying to push each other into, what, broadening your musical horizons within the band? Or just for the sake of your musical prowess in general? Anybody?
I think it's, you know, it's all that stuff. Like, it's just, it keeps it interesting if you're always trying different things. I mean, when we first started playing, we all mostly stuck to one instrument. Then as we kept writing together, then we all switched up. And on the next record, I mean, Joel plays drums more than Aaron on the next record, really. So it's like, but the record after that, I'll probably be playing drums most songs, so...
Well, see, that's a good segue. You're putting together a new record. I heard songs tonight that are not on the record. Was that some of the new stuff? Yeah.
Yeah.
So, when can we expect to have something out? And are you going to tour with that album? And when?
We will likely tour before the next record comes out, but the new record will probably be out April-ish, late April-ish. Yes.
Now I
touring after. Almost certainly.
Lots of touring after?
Yeah.
Now I want to know what's the deal with the Regina scene, because it exists. I know it exists. So is it something that is a recent development? Like most of you have lived there, I'm assuming, for a while. So what's going on? There's a lot of bands coming out of there that are doing extremely well. Do you have just a sense about the scene there?
Yeah, it's the first case of zombie-ness was discovered in Regina, and so everyone has now decided to form a band in order to flee Regina that has now been infected with the first part of the zombie apocalypse. So please stay away from Regina. That's why no one tours there. It's why touring bands avoid it, because everyone knows and talks. But now every touring band from Regina is now on tour because the zombie apocalypse is upon us. Oh, and also, there's tons of awesome Regina bands, but few of them seem to be touring. And when they do tour, they do well. So,
well, tell me, any of you, so that I can hear it, what bands aren't touring that Tom doesn't know about, that listeners don't know about, because I quite frankly only know about the ones who tour and email me and ask me to come and play. Who else should be on the road, and who should we be looking for to listen to online and iTunes and whatnot?
Well, I mean, Sylvie.
Yes. Oh, Sylvie. Yeah. I've never had them here.
That's not true. We've been there. We've been...
Geronimo?
Is not...
What's that?
Lazy MK is pretty good.
Lazy M Kids?
MKs.
MK. Yeah. Oh, Lazy MKs. Yeah, someone mentioned that. Are there any others that stand out? I mean, you have Library Voices, but they're touring.
Well, there's Molten Lava. They've done a bit of touring.
Molten Lava?
But it's a two-piece bass and drum. It's really awesome. One guy actually moved to BC now, but...
They're still together.
They've actually been on
are probably the best... band in Regina.
Wow.
Personally, I think.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, look, you got a little taste. This is what this is about. It's about giving you a taste. If you want to see these bands and experience them and talk to them and have them sleep in your bathtub, come to shows. These are very good people. Thanks for listening again. And when Rah Rah's coming back, don't miss it. They smoked it tonight. Awesome.